Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Adam Chapters. It's been a while, but we still here. Oh my goodness. Your girl took a break and, just a much needed break. And now I'm back. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to reevaluate and look at what you truly need in life to be productive, to be purposeful. So yes, your girl took a break and she's back. And I want to do a series on journey to healing, because I feel like when we talk about healing, we always talk about it when the person has accomplished it, right? And so it's, I would say, majority of the time discussed when someone could look back and say, oh, I heal from that. I heal from that situation. I heal from that circumstance. But the journey is just as important as the arrival destination. I think the journey is, to me, important. It's more important to me, if I'm really, truly being honest, because there are so many things that will happen on your journey to your destination, and it makes a difference when you get to the destination. It is impactful on that final destination. So I want to talk about it. I want to talk about, as a woman, what it looks like to walk the journey or travel the journey to healing. It's not pretty. There are moments when, you know, you still shed a tear. There's moments when you get upset. There's moments when you become annoyed. There's just lots of in between. But again, it doesn't mean if you're crying, you're upset, you're having a bad day, that you're not on your journey to being, you know, to being healed. These are all a part of the journey. They're factors. And healing, I mean, you could heal for years and still have an emotional day over something. You could, you know, you could have buried something and just a simple act have brought it back up, and it's okay. Like, it's so okay to not pretend that everything is okay. It is so okay to be like, today is a bad day. I feel like when you're a strong individual, sometimes it's hard to admit to the bad days. Sometimes it's hard to say to yourself, like, man, I'm really not having a good day today. And I feel like for me, I could speak from just, you know, my perspective. I had to really allow myself the space to be like, today's just not a good day. Today, I don't have the ability to host anyone crap because I'm trying to get through my crap. And before, you know, I would just always find space for anyone, you know, whether it be family, friends. I just would find that space. You're going through something and I would totally be there. And then I recognized that a lot of my situation and issues, I was going through them alone. So I had to really think, why am I going through it alone? Is it that, you know, I'm just not talking about it? Is it that I'm not wanting to share? Is it I'm private? Well, I'm private on certain things, but I recognize, like, I too want to be asked, am I okay? I want someone to pick up the phone and text me and be like, I know she got her crap together, but is she good? Let me check on her. You know, so I feel like part of me not being able to have those vulnerable moments with certain people in my life is because there was no space created for me to be vulnerable. There is no space for me to be like, it is okay to have this breakdown and know that this person's got me 100%. And so you just, without the space, a person that normally would power through certain things. And I'm not saying everyone is the same. There are people that they don't need the space to be created for them. They are okay with just coming to you and bearing their soul. But there are people that are like me that, you know, the space has to be created. You have to see it. You have to know that it's there. And, you know, so for you to go and bear it all and let it go, right? And so when I started thinking about that, I started looking at people around me. And so it's not necessarily their fault. I'm looking at, okay, so why the people that are surrounding me, why would they not create that space for me? Is it something in my action that is, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe just not a good communicator with the people around me, or not, we're not connecting. You know, there's so many things I've learned in my life that you can't always look at what someone is not doing. You know, it's not to say you're taking on the blame of everyone, but sometimes you have to look at yourself as well. You know, so I've learned that. And so I would say I'm getting better at just looking at me and, you know, what surrounded me. And so I just had one day where I just sat down and I was thinking, like, why don't I have the space? Like, I feel like I'm giving the space to so many people. I'm, you know, I'm open, I am transparent, you know, and I let people in, you know, I support people, I uplift people, I motivate people, I'm there for people. But I'm like, must be something, right? So I started just wondering, is it that I have gotten to the space in life because I've gone through so many things that I have so many walls up? So even though someone is close to me, even though they're wanting to love on me, maybe I'm not letting them in to do that. And that's why I'm not seeing the space. And so, I don't know. It's ongoing, because there are times when I recognize that there are people around me that don't know really how to do that. And there are a few around me that they do know how to do it, but they may not know how to do it with me, because they're not used to me having, they're not used to me being in need of that space. It sounds weird, but I can respect that. When you're around people that, you know, they may not have ever need a hot sauce, and you went to a restaurant and you're like, they don't really carry hot sauce, but my people don't need hot sauce. And then someone out of the bunch says, hey, do you know what kind of hot sauce they bring? And you're just like, what? I know it's weird. I know I'm comparing the whole vulnerable space to hot sauce, but, you know, stay with me. And so it would be kind of like, it's not weird. Weird's not the right word, but it probably surprising. You're shocked, because that person's never asked for it before, and now they're in need of it. So, you know, one, if you chose that place and it doesn't have it at all, you know, it could be simply, you know, I'm really sorry. I just didn't think you wanted hot sauce, because I've never seen you need it or request it. And, you know, maybe next time we'll choose a different place. Wouldn't it be nice if life was so easy? Like, if we intentionally hurt someone, or, I mean, unintentionally hurt someone, and we just had that talk with them. Like, I'm so sorry for your feelings. Oh, I'm sorry that you had to cry yourself to sleep. I'm sorry that I upset you. I'm sorry that, you know, I hurt your feelings, put you in a different space that you was not nice. And, next, we'll work on it. We'll move on. I think that would be great. It'll be pretty dope. We don't do that. We're just like, whatever. We kind of move on from things. But, God, the journey to healing is just hard. It's hard. You got to put the work in. You got to stay committed. You have to know that what you're leaving behind you, you're shedding. You're just letting it go. You're like, I got to get to the space where healing, where it's just a beautiful space to be in, where I'm comfortable in my skin, where I love myself, where I know I'm enough, where I'm just like, you can't come and tell me anything about the person I am, because I am solid in the person I am. You know, when I get to the space of those old wounds that I need to heal from so that my children don't inherit those. That's what drives me to keep going. That motivation of knowing that maybe I have to walk this journey so my children don't have to walk that journey. I think that would motivate anyone. You know, just knowing that if you have kids or if you have younger siblings and you have to go before them. Isn't it great to like break down walls and kick in doors just to make a pathway for those that you love to follow? That's incredible, right? That's how I think about healing. Think about healing because you have to heal and break generational curse so that your children don't have to deal with the things that you battle. That's motivation. I know it's a lot to think about, but I am looking forward to just deep diving into healing. It's tough. It is tough because, people say you can heal yourself. Go seek help. I'm not even trying to be funny. Seek help. There are certain things in life that we have to know when we need help. And we don't owe it to anyone to be the strongest. We don't owe it to anyone to be like, I am not in need of support. We don't owe it to anyone to want to pump our own gas. We don't owe it to anyone to want to take our car for service. Maybe you just don't want to do it. Oh, my bad. I'm talking about myself. But I'm just saying, maybe you're the type of person that don't like going to the gas station. And, you don't owe it to nobody to be like, oh, I'm a woman and I know how to pump gas. No, you don't owe it to anyone. You owe peace. Peace to yourself. That's what you owe to yourself. Peace. So, join me for the next 6 weeks while we talk about healing and having those emotional days where you just want to curl up and watch a good, sad movie or emotional movie, because a lot of times I just feel like I need to cry situation out, and sometimes I just, I get to the space where I'm like, I gotta let it out. I'm not gonna lie, I just learned recently that I love laying in bed and watching a good thought-provoking emotional movie. And yes, I may cry my eyes out. And yes, it might seem like I'm crying because I'm watching the movie, but part of it is it's my own tears. Part of it is I'm crying for me because I needed to release something. And it's got to be okay for you to know that you could cry. You could go take a shower and cry it out as a mom, as a, a woman, as a wife, as a single mom, as a single woman, you know, whatever it is that you're faced with, it's okay for you to cry it out. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be all put together all the time. You don't have to hold up a standard for anyone. It is okay to turn that water on and have a good cry and come back and cook your kids dinner or cook your husband dinner and get ready for work and be just fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And no one could or should you allow anyone to make you feel that you have to portray a certain image to anyone. You just have to be yourself. Yourself is enough. And it's okay. It's so many times that I'm just looking at people and they're like upholding this image. And I'm like, why? It's not necessary. Be yourself. Love on yourself. The universe is going to do the rest. So join me on the 6-week series. I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. I mean, you know what? What's that? I don't know. I'm going to make a mess. You know how I am. I go on a rant, but what is it? I'm back. I don't know. There's some kind of song, but whatever. I am back and together I am looking forward to just having these raw conversations and just being able to share thoughts, because I know that I ramble and I talk, but I know that sometimes it reaches someone, I hope it does, that needs to hear that the things that he or she is going through, there's a lot of us going through it, and it's okay. And we could get through it, and we're strong, and we're powerful, and we could do all things, all things. So we'll get through this. And this is just another chapter in the book. So, welcome, welcome. Buckle up. And let's have these raw, open discussion. Until next time on Adding Chapters. Love, peace, and happiness. Thank you.